This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farming's never been an easy profession, with challenges that stretch far beyond the farm gate. While agriculture faces pressures from weather, markets, and regulations, farmers have also endured the ripple effects of global events such as wars, famines, and pandemics. Generations of farm families have weathered those obstacles, adapting and persevering to keep their operations going. The ability to pass down a farm from one generation to the next requires not only hard work and dedication, but also a deep commitment to the land and community, making such a milestone truly worthy of recognition and celebration. We'll talk about those recognitions with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg says the annual Century and Heritage Farm Awards are made possible through a partnership between IDALS and the Iowa Farm Bureau. He says it's a special celebration to see multiple generations of a family take stage together to be recognized.
Century and Heritage Farm program, which will be in the Livestock Pavilion over there next Thursday, 450 families will come and be recognized. It truly is one of my favorite days of the year. You're going to have, again, we do this in partnership with Iowa Farm Bureau, so Brent Johnson and I will stand on stage, and we will get a chance to greet and shake hands with thousands of Iowans who come across the stage, people who have shown what kind of absolute endurance and resilience and just hard work it takes to keep a farm and a family for 100 or 150 years. And it's such a highlight when you've got multiple generations. We've had five generations of a family, a weeks-old baby to a gentleman who was over 100 years old, all on the stage. And it gave me chills to think about it even to this day. But the fact that that family, all that history was standing right on that stage, and to be able to just recognize that and to be able to help them celebrate is a great thing. So our team really looks forward to that day.
For instance, take a look at a heritage farm, one that's been in the same family for 150 years. It's important to remember that the state of Iowa itself has only existed for 179 years, and that's an incredible span of history for a single farm in this state. The operations have weathered some of the nation's most trying times. Wars have pulled sons and fathers away from the fields to serve, while rationing has limited critical supplies needed to keep farms running. The Great Depression drained markets and reducing buying power to almost nothing, and the 80s farm crisis stripped many families of the financial flexibility they needed to survive. Pandemics like COVID-19 and the Spanish flu a century earlier forced people apart, but the world still needed to eat, and farmers made sure that food was on the table. Through each of these struggles, farm families found ways to adapt and persevere, holding tight to the land and their legacy. This is on top of the normal family challenges that everyone contends with outside of these national and global issues.
Well, then you think of what you've had, the Great Depression, you've had world wars, you've had the 1980s farm crisis, and every family will have had different dynamics, deaths, births, things that have gone well, things that haven't gone well. And there they stand after all that history as a family collecting that. And we really take that seriously. And it's a special, special thing, really.
The Century and Heritage Farm programs are more than just certificates and photographs. They're a tribute to the grit, sacrifice, and dedication it takes to keep a farm alive for generations. They will be recognized on Thursday in the Pioneer Livestock Pavilion. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.